I invite you, beautiful soul family, to close your eyes and focus your awareness inward. Just feel into what is happening with your body right now in this moment. How are things feeling for you? If there's any areas of discomfort, perhaps there is a beautiful message that is connected with that area of discomfort. So let us send a beautiful wave of gratitude and appreciation for the biology of our body that is constantly communicating and constantly coming up with solutions, because we are so loved by our body. We are so loved by our subconscious that wants us to survive and exist and be here for a very long time. And in that energy of gratitude and appreciation, let us now celebrate the beautiful, loving message that we are about to hear from the Magnetic Master called Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We present a series, this is part two, about compassion. We presented one already, we have defined it as we see it. And we're calling it the facets or the faces of four kinds of compassion. Now, some of them, as we continue this series, may surprise you. And this is one. We've already covered the most common one, and that is compassion for others. And we've given you some of the elements to look at and some of the things that are not compassionate that you think might be. This one is different. Before we tell you what it is, again, we wish to define compassion as we see it. Oh, dear ones, if I could really show it to you and paint it as a picture to you. Somehow, if I could share the feeling of it with you, especially this one, it would make all the difference, but all I have is words. Perhaps you will tune in to this channel and we can meld together. The definition of compassion as we see it is a connection to spirit. Connection to the mind of God, if you wish, if you can even conceive such a thing, that starts. A connection to the creative source that would give you a meld of energy that would allow for many things, but specifically a few. Open-heartedness, number one. Number two, a mature benevolence. Not just benevolence, a mature benevolence. And three, an understanding of all that is before you. We'll say it again. It is connecting with the mind of the creative source to allow for a meld of energy that creates open-heartedness, mature benevolence, and full understanding. That would be pure compassion as we see it. And it applies to whatever you're looking at. And right now, this one, and the one I want to give you now, it's not the hardest. The hardest, perhaps, is the one to come. But it's different. And it's unexpected. And here it is. Can you have compassion for the plan? Now, if you have been with us before, you have heard me give channelings on the plan. Dear ones, there is a plan for your soul. There is a plan for this planet. It's all with free choice that you have as you come and go and you come and go and you come and go. But in this time, right now, as I speak to you, that plan is being fulfilled. And it started in 2012. I have talked about this before, the crossover, the point at which the energy started to shift. I'll get there in a minute. But let me just etch this into you now so you understand what I mean about compassion for the plan. Let's say you're attending a memorial or a funeral, if you wish, for someone you have loved and lost. And in that seat where you sit, listening to whoever is giving that eulogy or perhaps the story of their lives or whatever, you've been there. Suddenly you're overwhelmed with the compassion and you see that person and you see them coming back young again and laughing with the life before them because they are coming back. You all come back. You all listening right now have had many lives. I am talking to old souls. That's the plan. When you're at that place where there's so much sorrow to so many, can you give compassion and benevolence and understanding and open-heartedness and a perception that is so different from any around you, seeing that loved one returning, rejuvenating, seeing them young again and happy and looking at you and saying, thank you for seeing the plan and not just the sorrow of one little life that you all live so short, come and go. Compassion for the plan, that's just one aspect of it. And you walk around and see the plan working. That plan, we have said before, is a beautiful, perfect plan of spirit, should you choose to go there, that would have eventually an enlightened earth, a luminosity, as you will hear sometimes, that you would have as you walk around as a light worker that sees far, far more of the plan than anyone else. And right now, as you sit there, I'm going to make a statement so that, again, you'll hear it and you'll hear it and you'll hear it. Evil is not winning on this planet, regardless of what you think. It doesn't work that way anymore. Since 2012, you realize, do you not, you were not even supposed to be here if you take a look at the prophecies of old, of those who said that by this time, past the year 2000, 2012, there would have been another war. There wasn't. Did you notice? We have said this before. The plan is starting to work. Can you have compassion when you see the things you've seen? Can you understand and have an open heart and an understanding to know that all the ugly things were always there? They're just coming out of the woodwork, as they say. So you can now see them. How do you like your Congress right now? And you would say, I don't like what I'm seeing. They just fight a lot. Did you know that by exposing this in the way that has been exposed in the last month or so, you are starting to make up your mind what you don't want to see in this Congress of yours in the United States? Do you understand this? It's going to have a comeuppance. There's going to be a point at which you're not going to elect people who simply fight with each other. Are you aware of this? This is luminosity. It's light that's going to show up in a way that never did before. Are you seeing the biases that have happened, whether it's with genders or with police or whatever, starting to come to a head, and you're saying, we don't want this anymore. We don't want it. And we're going to work for whatever it takes, a decade or so. This is the plan. Can you have compassion for those who are working through it? Perhaps those who are losing their lives because of it. Can you look at all of that and go, this plan, I'm so pleased that we're starting to see all of these lifetimes pay off. Finally, the plan is starting to come, so the light is starting to show. Don't be fooled by the appearance that everything is falling apart, because it's not. It always was falling apart. That's why you were not going to be here. That's why you were going to have another world war that you didn't, dear ones. Are you understanding this? Can you sit back and simply stop, look around? How many decades do you think that some in the clergy were abusing young boys? 50 years? 100 years? We've said this before. And how long has it simply been covered up? And now it's not. Don't you see? Suddenly there is responsibility. Suddenly there are things that you're seeing that were always there, and now they come to the surface. The plan is starting to work. All those things are starting to be seen. And you look around and you go, wow, there's this, and this is ugly, and this is horrible, and this is whatever. I'll tell you, that's what it looks like when the oil starts to come to the surface. And they start to separate instead of meld with the light and the dark. It's starting to separate itself, and you're starting to identify what you don't want on this planet. That's new, especially since 2012. Be aware, that's the plan. How compassionate can you be to those who are caught up in it and don't even realize it? Can you start to drop some of the worries and the fears and be compassionate for the plan? Because you're seeing a very slow turn of events. Light is starting to win. And as you start to see yourselves solve these issues, really solve them, so they don't simply come back and come back and come back, you'll start to see what I mean. You're creating a better earth. I'd love you to hear this channel many times, or to tell others perhaps that what they perceive may not be totally what they think. Things may not be falling apart. They may be revealing themselves so that you, as a human race, can decide you don't like them and you're going to solve them. Compassion for the plan is with a mature heart. It's with mature benevolence. We've said that word several times. The maturity comes from you, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, having been on this planet and starting to have a more mature consciousness of what you want and what you don't want. You know what's coming in the circle of 12, don't you? Because we're going to echo some of this when you sit in that chair. That'll come soon. Just a little bit. When we meditate together. And meditation, this meditation of the circle of 12 is where it starts to happen. And so it is.